Job's faith was severely tried through great loss and suffering. Three friends came to comfort him, but their words only brought him grief and despair. Job affirmed his innocence, saying that God was wrong to punish him without a cause. Zophar, the Naamathite, spoke for the second time, saying that the godless do not enjoy happiness for long here below. Job replied that such arguments were false and brought him no comfort, as indeed the wicked often prosper in this life. Eliphaz then made a third speech, in which he concluded that Job had certainly acted very wickedly to deserve so great a punishment, and he urged him to get right with God so as to receive blessing once more. Again Job reaffirmed his integrity. He said that he had earnestly sought the Lord in order to state his case before him, but the Almighty was not to be found. Job's faith in God's goodness, however, prompted him to say, "He knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold, for I have not departed from the commands of his lips." After a brief intervention by Bildad the Shuhite, in which he said that no man can be righteous before God, as even the stars are not pure in his sight, Job broke into a long monologue, answering Bildad's arguments with sarcasm. "What great insight you have displayed," he said. "Whose spirit spoke from your mouth?" Then his thoughts went back to the past. He outlined the blessings and honors that had been his, the good deeds he had done, the generosity and hospitality that had marked his life, and he challenged God and man to disprove his claim. "As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice," he said, "till I die, I will not deny my integrity. My conscience will not reproach me." Then, remembering the days gone by, he mourned. "Oh, for the time when God's intimate friendship blessed my house," he cried, "for the days when God watched over me and my children were around me." By now, the three friends had nothing more to say. But another man, Elihu, became very angry with Job for justifying himself rather than God. He was also angry with the three friends because they had found no way to refute Job, yet had condemned him. Elihu had not yet spoken because he was younger than the others. Unable to contain himself any longer, he broke in with a long discourse. "Why do you complain that God does not answer?" he said to Job. "For God does speak, now one way, now another, though man may not perceive it. One of these ways," he explained, "is chastisement. The godly are taught and purified through suffering, to bring them to repentance and humility, so that the Lord might bless them." Elihu ended his long discourse with a description of the greatness of the Creator God, saying that the Almighty is just and awesome in everything he does. "God is exalted in his power," he said. "Who is a teacher like him? He is beyond our understanding. God controls and governs all things, so men should revere him." While Elihu gave his speech, a storm was brewing in the distance. Suddenly it broke over them, and the Lord spoke to Job out of the whirlwind. "Who is this that darkens my counsel with ignorant words?" he said. "Now tell me, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Answer me, if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions, while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Do you give orders to the morning for the dawn to break? Do you send the lightning on its way or scatter the winds over the earth? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons? Who endowed the heart with wisdom or gave understanding to the mind? Tell me if you know all this. And the animals, who provides food for the raven? Do you give the horses strength? Does the eagle soar at your command? Let him who accuses God answer him." Deeply humbled, Job answered the Lord, "I am unworthy. How can I reply? I put my hand over my mouth. I will say no more." The Lord spoke to Job again out of the storm. "Would you condemn me to justify yourself? Can you humble the proud or crush the wicked? Do you have an arm like God's?" Was Job even able to pit his strength against any of the powerful creatures of the earth? Job replied, "I know that you can do all things, and no plan of yours can be thwarted. I spoke without understanding. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. The Lord was angry with the three friends who had not spoken as they should, but Job prayed for them, and they were forgiven. The Lord blessed Job and gave him twice as much as he had before. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters, who were the most beautiful women in the land. He had a long life and was highly honored. Next episode, Rehoboam.